The Coast Guard this morning brought over a helicopter to look for a possible woman in the Mendenhall River. The search, coordinated by Capital City Fire and Rescue, started about midnight. The age 60 from Sitka searched from 1 until just before 3 o'clock this morning, according to Petty Officer Dave Lebrecht, often making low passes up and down the river with a spotlight from the post office down to the mouth. Lebrecht says they received a report of a woman with brown shirt and blue jeans falling into the river from near the housing on Postal Way. One witness heard a splash, and another witness reported seeing her going into the water. Nothing was found by the chopper crew, but Lebrecht says they'll provide more support if firefighters need it to continue their search later on today. No cause of death determined yet for a cruise ship passenger found unconscious Saturday in a kayak. A Good Samaritan vessel in Aka Bay came across the man and called the Coast Guard and Juneau Police. The Coast Guard diverted its small boat to pick up the kayaker and deliver him to a waiting ambulance at the end of Fritz Cove Road. Capital City Fire and Rescue Chief Rich Etheridge says CPR was unsuccessful and paramedics declared the man deceased. He's been identified as 67-year-old Robert Newell with a tour group from the Disney Wonder. No hometown is known. Three people have died in two accidents in Nome and Elam. State troopers received a call early Sunday morning that there was a vehicle collision 3 miles north of Nome. Troopers say William C. Booth was riding a dirt bike when it collided with a pickup driven by Bryce Warnicky Green. The dirt bike Booth was driving did not have a headlight, and he was reportedly riding it on the wrong side of the road. About 4 hours later, troopers in Nome were notified of a vehicle rollover 2 miles north of Elam. Troopers say Heather Sakuis lost control of the truck and it rolled about four times. Sakuis and Oscar Tuckuck, both 19 years old, died. Two passengers were seriously injured. A 60-year-old woman suffered a broken leg last Thursday when the tour boat that she was on got too close to a calving glacier in Tracy Arm. A video posted on the website LiveLeak.com on Sunday shows a large chunk of the glacier break off and send waves and ice flying toward the vessel. The shouts heard there turn to concern as a group of people crowd around the woman lying in obvious pain on the deck of the boat. Jonathan Lally with Coast Guard Public Affairs says the woman was aboard the 65-foot Captain Cook, operated by a Venture Bound Alaska. He says that she apparently lost her balance and fell when the wave hit the boat.
Suffered a compound fracture to her right leg, and from there they contact the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard, looking at the time frame of the motor vessel being able to get into Juneau and our asset to get out on scene, would have been the same amount of time.
The Captain Cook returned to Juneau with a woman on board. She was met there by local emergency medical technicians. Petty Officer Chris Harkins with the Coast Guard Sector Juneau says the incident is under investigation. A spokesperson for Adventure Bound Alaska was unavailable to comment. A citizens' initiative to impose a plastic bag tax on certain stores in Juneau will go to voters this fall. The CBJ Assembly last night had the option of adopting the ordinance in place of the initiative, but rather than passing the ordinance or delaying action on it past August 22nd, which would have put the initiative on the ballot in October of 2012, the Assembly simply declined to act on it, and that puts the initiative on the municipal election ballot this year. Mayor Bruce Botello, participating by telephone, said some in the community had urged the Assembly to table the ordinance and delay the vote.
We've all received emails and I suspect calls arguing in opposition to it. I think that explains why it would be inadvisable for us ourselves to forego the initiative process by attempting to adopt the initiative by ordinance itself.
The initiative would require a 15-cent per bag fee levied at the point of sale for all retail outlets in Juneau with an annual gross sale of $15 million or more. Stores would remit the tax to the city just like the CBJ sales tax, and the revenue would go into the city's general fund. Dixie Belcher is with Turning the Tides, a local nonprofit concerned about the effect plastic bags have on the environment, especially the ocean. And she says the goal of the Citizens Initiative is to encourage people to give up plastic bags in favor of reusable ones.
It's something that is just a habit. And we can just as soon get into a habit of taking our own reusable bags. They do that in many other parts of the world. They're actually banned because of their impact on the ocean. They're banned in 25% of the world, and they're taxed in many other parts of the world. And generally, the taxation lowers the use of plastic bags by about 90% in the first 3 months.
As the mayor pointed out, the initiative sponsors will have a tough time convincing many in Juneau to support the tax. Mendenhall Valley resident Jerry Swanson thinks the proposal is unfair and will not have the intended effect.
Personally, I own several reusable bags, and I always forget to bring them with me when I go shopping. I recycle those small shopping bags in my garbage in my bathrooms, and some I even take to the recycle center. So I think 15 cents is just a silly idea for the city.
Joining in the plastic bag tax on the October municipal election ballot will be a proposition to extend the CBJ's temporary 3% sales tax another 5 years. Assembly members voted on a unanimous basis to put the issue to a vote in October. The 3% tax is due to expire July 1st, 2012. The current 5% CBJ sales tax has three components: the temporary 3% tax, a temporary 1% tax, and a permanent 1% tax. Among the city functions covered by the 3% tax are police, fire, street maintenance, parks and recreation, libraries, and some capital projects. The price of September crude oil is $81.78 a barrel this morning. Gold is up again, another $23 this morning in New York spot market trading, currently at $1,740.10 an ounce. Silver's also up at $37.79 an ounce. Zinc currently at 94 cents a pound. And as just mentioned, the price of gold is now over $1,700 an ounce. It's the largest or latest surge in precious metal prices in recent years. And it's driving a lot of interest in gold in Alaska. Bobby Curry, the general manager of Oxford Assaying and Refining in Fairbanks, says business is good.
We've got people who bought gold back when it was $300 that are bringing it in and selling it now at, you know, $1,600 plus. And you have people that are going, not necessarily the doomsdayers, but they're going, wow, with the world economy the way it's going, we need to invest in something that's a solid, so when paper falls or deteriorates, we have something that's worth more.
Curry says the company deals in gold nuggets, coins, and bullion, and he says they also had a lot of raw gold because of a small-scale mining boom.
We're on a record pace this year. We've already set a whole new record for our company in 31 years of refining here in Alaska. And our daily volume is just unbelievable right now with the miners, because at $1,600 gold, there's way more people mining. There are tons of mom-and-pop operations, and there's lots of people that are weekend warrior suction dredgers that go out and just wash the rocks and keep the pretty ones.
The state has four public mining areas, one each near Eureka and Talkeetna, and two in Nome. State Department of Natural Resources mining geologist Bill Cole says Nome's West Beach area opened this year in response to public demand.
We've seen a steady increase in interest in dredging offshore in Nome generally, and particularly in the public mining areas.
Cole says most of the small-scale operations in Alaska are on existing claims, but that new claims are also being staked. A record number of mining permit applications are being processed for work on state and federal land. Steve Lundeen, the statewide mine inspection coordinator with the Bureau of Land Management in Fairbanks, says activity has risen dramatically.
Between 2005 and this summer, we have gone from having half of our 120 operations inactive to right now, virtually they all have some level of activity on them.
Lundeen says
either exploratory or actually mining.
Lundeen says there's also new claim staking happening on federal land despite a fairly limited amount of BLM property that's open. He says the agency is looking at opening new areas, and he says Alaska saw a similar mining boom when the price of gold spiked in the 1980s.